Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so glad you've joined us. Sharing a lift with us today is Christian Science practitioner Kate Vincent. She's from Biddeford, England.
The phone rang. Mom, can you do your thing? The thing my friend's daughter was asking for was prayer. Funny words, same message, help. The beloved family cat, Max, was missing. Her daughter hadn't openly acknowledged God in her life for years, never wanted to talk about it, never went to church, or read the Bible, or prayed. Or so her mom thought. But now, when the chips were down, asking her mom to do her thing was her natural go-to plea. My friend told me her heart leapt at this request. Perhaps her daughter had her own relationship with God all along. Perhaps she was on her own spiritual path all along. Perhaps she had dumped holy words for more personal, real words which meant something to her. Perhaps she'd been trusting God or whatever she called the spiritual source of life and love all along. As my friend told me all this, I thought, maybe we're the ones who need to learn a lesson here. We who have developed habits of reading the Bible daily, going to church and sitting in the third row each Sunday, and sometimes by rote, repeating words which are meant to bring fresh, lively thoughts to our day. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, set an example for us. She proposed what she called a change of base, where the human mind yields to, quote, the harmony of the divine mind, end quote. My friend's immediate prayer response when asked to do her thing made the cats returning home the next day a joyous family occasion. It made me realize that each one of us can rely on doing our thing, no matter what it's called.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.